The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg. The official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Ford. Get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. Deschutes Brewery. It comes with the territory. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello once again, Hokies, and welcome to Tech Talk Live, originating as it does most Mondays from McLean's at First and Main. Here in not-so-lovely Blacksburg today, the rain has been falling throughout the day today.
Ugly.
Not coming down, however, as quickly as the news from Virginia Tech Athletics, and that's why Mike and I are here. Mike Burnup is that Mike and the Hall of Famer to give our thoughts on all that has transpired over the last couple of days. Of course, this is a huge recruiting week for football, so Justin Fuente and his staff out on the road. We will catch up with them with a special bowl edition of Tech Talk Live here not too long from now. But Mike, clearly the big news coming down over the last couple of days on Sunday was the announcement that Justin Hamilton will succeed Bud Foster as the coordinator of the Lunch Pail defense. And for us, a guy that we know very well in Justin Hamilton, a guy that you've known now close to 20 years, played for Bud Foster, of course, just really seems to have a connection to these young guys on the roster. We really love this hire.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I really like Justin Hamilton. He's such a great kid, and he was one of those players that would do anything for the team. You know, he played running back, he played defensive back, played receiver. I mean, he'd do anything just to help the team out. And he was here, what, in 2002-05, played in the Gator Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. Just a heck of a player, and you knew that one day he was probably going to be a coach. It was kind of like he had it in his blood, and he just had such a great rapport with the guys on the team at that time. And I can remember when Fu was talking about hiring me, he just kept saying, you know, I had my eye on him from afar and just was always so impressed with him. And talking to other people when I went in, they would just tell me how great he was. And, you know, he had a good background at UVA-wise. He got experience as a strength and conditioning guy, as a coordinator of the defense. So he's done a lot of different things. And if you can recruit to VMI, that's impressive because he was there for several years coaching linebackers and whatnot. So I'm happy for him, happy for his family. And I think it's great for the Lunch Pail defense, just for Bud and all them. I know he highly endorsed him, and I think he'll be just great at the job.
Well, that was the two parts that you just hit on right there, Mike, that you mentioned. The endorsement of Bud Foster, clearly the continuation of the Lunch Pail defense. Justin Fuente told us on this program not too many weeks ago that that was highly important to maintain that tradition and that workmanlike ethic. But then the other part, of course, of Justin Hamilton is he's a young guy. You can see that day-to-day in the way that he relates to these kids, not only the ones that are already on the roster, but in the recruiting process, because it's a whole new world now than it was even a decade ago.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt. And he relates to those to the kids very, very well because he played in the league too. And I think that's so important these days. Everybody wants to play at the next level. Everybody thinks that they can play at the next level. And so he's been there and done that, and he's got a great rapport with high school coaches. And he's just an ambassador for Virginia Tech, just a great kid. Happy for him, excited for him. And when you think about it, people talk about his age, but you know when Bud Foster came, he wasn't much older when he became the defensive coordinator. So I think it's a great opportunity for him. He'll lean on everybody, and you know, he's got no ego. He's all about the Hokies and what it's all about, the Lunch Pail defense.
Now, the next part, of course, is the more difficult part of this. And you and I have been talking about this now for some time, ever since we learned that Bud Foster would be retiring at the end of the year. There's, of course, heavy emotion that comes with that because Bud is the fantastic human being that he is. But you almost have to take it all the way back because you were able to shelve some of your emotion of Coach Beamer retiring back in 2015 because Bud Foster was still here and Charlie Wiles was still here. And we get news today that Charlie Wiles is parting ways with the program at this point, along along with Bud Foster. And we'd be lying if we said that wasn't difficult, because Charlie Wiles is such a beloved guy. He's been a friend of yours for more than a couple of decades. He's been nothing but gracious to me. But this is the way that things work a lot of times in coaching, in that you're going to build a staff now around Justin Hamilton.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just one of those casualties, Lays. I think when you get in the coaching business, you always realize and understand that there are those inherent risks that you take, and that it's a performance business, it's a day-to-day business, and things can change fast. And it's just one of those things that Coach Vu's got to have his people, and he wants his people. And, you know, it wasn't only just him. Obviously, Coach Mitchell and Coach Burden, that was announced also yesterday. We're not sure if that's the end of it or not. But, yeah, you feel bad for a guy like Charlie because he's been here for so long, 24 years. I mean, I can remember back he came and, you know, he coached like four or five All-Americans. And just great players from 1996 on. Got great experience. He came here as a GA first, left and I think went to East Tennessee State and then back to Murray State. And then he came back in 96 and working for Bud Foster. So, you know, he spent a lot of time at Murray and then he spent the biggest part of his career here. So you feel bad for him and the families and whatnot. But that's just one of those things that you just have to just move on and look forward to the next chapter.
And appreciate what it was. Yeah. I think that was the sentiment coming out of Virginia Tech Athletics, and certainly from us personally, is just all that he's done for our broadcast and for us as people and friends and all of that. So absolutely wish the best for those that aren't a part of the staff going forward, but that's what it is now, is looking forward. And the Hokies, of course, also announced that they will be playing in the Belk Bowl at Charlotte, which also means that Mike will be revisited by his favorite hotel staff in all the country. I have a story for you about the Hokies headquarters in Charlotte. On the other side, we'll give you some Belk Bowl particulars and a very brief overview of what they'll face in the Kentucky Wildcats. We do that next, and then we spend the majority of our hour tonight with head coach Mike Young. He breaks down the Hokies' latest outing against Duke in a big week at home, including a late-night affair on Wednesday against Chattanooga. Got a lot to do. This is Tech Talk Live, airing as it always does across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're looking for a place that can fulfill all of your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs, stop by First in Maine. Get a kickstart to your day by getting a morning workout in at Anytime Fitness or grabbing a quick coffee at Starbucks. You can take your lunch break at Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, or El Rodeo. And if you're in the mood, you can stop by the only IMAX theater in the region and see a movie at Paragon Theaters. When you're looking for something to do, turn to First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a great place to live in Blacksburg? Beautiful homes from CMG Leasing are available now.
CMG Leasing is the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics, offering spectacular communities like The Edge, The Reserve, Cedar Field, and dozens more throughout the New River Valley.
And 7 leasing offices around Virginia Tech, CMG has an experienced staff to get you or the student in your family into a luxury apartment.
Luxury living from CMG, the official student housing of Virginia Tech Athletics. Discover for yourself at cmgleasing.com.
Can't buy the home of your dreams until you sell the one you're in? Now you can with First Link Interim Temporary Financing. Link what matters to what works by combining the financing of both properties and purchase your new home before your existing home is sold. This is Tessa Wright. We do what it takes to make life work because First Bank and Trust is your bank for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply for buyer and properties. Ask for details.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg. John Lazor alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. We know where we'll be spending New Year's Eve, and that will be in the Queen City. Charlotte will once again become Hokie Haven. Not that it's not most days for that matter, as the Hokies return to the Belk Bowl, memorably coming from 24 down to defeat Arkansas back in 2016. Mikey, this time it will be the Kentucky Wildcats. Noon starts on New Year's Eve. We know that it'll be an awesome contingent of Hokies, so we're greatly looking forward to that. I teased the hotel story. The Westin in Uptown Charlotte will be the home of the Hokies, and there is a man, Mike, we still haven't quite figured out exactly why. We would go there a lot because that's where ACC kickoff is. Roosevelt, my man, he loves you.
He is a piece of work. I love that guy. He always takes my bag. He, let me help you with that. Let me help you with that. And one time I gave him a hat or something, a shirt. I'm like his best friend forever now. So anything he needs, anything we need, he'll come get it for us. And he's awesome. I can't wait to see Roosevelt.
And we will be having a special Tech Talk Live in the lobby there that Roosevelt actually helped us set up technically back in 2016. We'll be doing it there. You can't miss it. Walk through the door right on the left. We're not exactly sure on the time, but it should be mid-afternoon, about 3 o'clock or so. We briefly look at the matchup, Mike, with the Wildcats, of course, out of the SEC. And no pun intended right now, they've essentially become a Wildcat team due to injury at the quarterback position. They converted a wide receiver, Lynn Bowden, to quarterback. He's going to be a top 3-round NFL pick. He just declared for the draft today. He will play in the bowl game, and he's a dynamic player. It's going to be a challenge in Bud Foster's final game.
You know, I was reading a little bit on that, Lays, and he started the last 7 games and had like almost 1,200 yards rushing in the last 7 games. So it's amazing when you do a little bit of history on them, a little bit of story on them. Mark Stoops is the coach, but they were 4th in the country in rushing. You know, the top 3 are the service academies, right? So, I mean, they run the ball. That's all they do. And so what a great matchup. How could you have scripted it any better, right? You got Bud Foster, who is number one priority in every game, is stop the run, right? And then you got this team that all they do is run the football, number 4 in the country. So what better way for Bud to try to go out and solve the cube on this thing now? And so it should be fun. I mean, they finished 4th in the league behind Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee in the SEC East. And, you know, they were 7-5 and 3-5 in the league. So it should be fun. It's going to be a great atmosphere. And for our fans, it's the best place to go, you know, because it's so close. And it's a noon game, and you can get back for New Year's Eve, a lot of people, for wherever they're going. Or you can stay and spend it in the Queen City.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's really a great confluence of events that Hokie Nation will be back in Charlotte. And again, it'll be a noon kick right at noon from what I understand. We'll, of course, be on the air at 10:30 and the home of the Panthers. So it's a nice environment as well. Hokies matching up with the Kentucky Wildcats. Again, we'll have a lot more coverage-wise over the next couple of weeks with the early signing period and conversations with Justin Fuente about all that has transpired within the program. And I'm sure more news coming as well as they continue to fill out the new defensive staff under defensive coordinator Justin Hamilton, so certainly stay tuned on all of that. But a lot happening on the hardwood as well. Hokies host a couple of home contests at Castle Coliseum starting on Wednesday. Early season caffeine special, 8:30 start time against Chattanooga. We'll spend the rest of Tech Talk Live with a focus on men's basketball with head coach Mike Young. Tech Talk Live, presented by Marathon. No matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Coach Young is with us right after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There's something out there for you and me. gonna be. Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Blacksburg Physical Therapy keeps all of us strong and healthy. Hokies fans, runners, bike riders, gardeners. Since 1991, they've been delivering customized care and treatments that work, and they have exciting news. Blacksburg PT is now Cora Physical Therapy. Same trusted clinicians, same hands-on results. Now with access to the latest tech to get you and keep you strong and healthy as ever. Check them out at CoraPhysicalTherapy.com or call for your complimentary screening at 540-951-2703. That's Cora Physical Therapy.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazer.
Tech Talk Live, shifting gears from the gridiron to the hardwood. John Lazer, the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and the head coach Mike Young now joins us, as he is gracious enough to do each and every week. Coach, as always, we bring you in by thanking you for your time. We go back to Friday, and not quite to the game just yet against the Duke Blue Devils, but to the environment. We had multiple conversations about it going in and your eagerness to see it rocking and rolling. Your thoughts coming out, because it was a loud house on Friday.
It's the best. It's been, I don't know, 40 years since I was in there with that kind of environment. I think it's as neat a place as there is. And you know, the student support, the support of the Blacksburg community, and all the Hokies that came out was special. Great environment. Wish we could have played a little bit better and won the game.
How about the first half? You guys played great in the first half. Played really well for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Then it kind of got away down the stretch there. I guess that's all part of the maturation process, handling the runs and whatnot too.
Yeah, I guess so, Mike. I go back and watch the last 8 minutes time and again, and I need to do a little bit better and put them in better spots. But their effort, attention to detail, and, you know, all those sorts of things, I can't ask any more of them. You know, wish we could have, you know, gotten to a couple of other things. But, you know, the way we play, the way we have to play, we have no choice. You know, effectively eliminate one of the best players in the country in Vernon Carey. And Matthew Hurt is a top 25 player in the country. He's phenomenal, number 21. He did not play in the second half because of the ball screen stuff and the spacing with Landers and PJ. So, you know, Coach, you know, he doesn't win 1,000 games without knowing a little bit about it. You know, he, you know, guy with an ego. You know, some guys just pound their head against the wall. This is how we're going to play, and you know, we're going to figure it out. But, you know, he did the right thing. He played, you know, Joey Baker, I think, is 41's name. You know, at the five, they went smaller and allowed them to match up better with us. And we had our struggles offensively. And when that occurred, our defense suffered a bit. And let's be honest, Trey Jones in the backcourt is a pretty special guy. And he kind of took some things over. And
you know, when things get rolling downhill, then they start going in from everywhere. O'Connell shooting 21% coming into the year, and he makes two. The goal wire kid, you know, we're just going to play the numbers. He had made 1-3 coming into the game. He had made 1-3 on the year. I think he's a junior, had made, I think, 5 for his career, and he bangs 2 threes in the first half in an effort to surround Carey, who is special. I mean, he's an animal. And thought we did a really good job with him. Those guys, our team adhered to the things that we asked them to do. You know, going up at the half up 3 should have been more than that. We had a foul to give at the end of the half and didn't use that. Just some things, you know, that the more plays we see, and Wabisa knew it as soon as it happened, that he should have taken one there. We only had 5 team fouls. We had a foul to give. Now, that's as much coaching as anything. I got to do a better job of that. How's that for a long-winded answer?
That's great.
That
was a phenomenal answer.
Are we ready for a break already?
No, I'm trying to think. I'm like, where can I go? He just covered all my questions. So let's talk about Christmas.
Happy holidays.
No, we talked, I think especially, Coach, coming out of the Dayton game, and you said we knew at some point people were really going to get up into us defensively and try to push us higher on the floor. It seemed like Trey Jones, we discussed how great of a player he is defensively, but he is exceptional at that. And it did seem like they got up under your chin, I think was the expression you used. What was your message to the guys coming out after that in terms of handling that? Because it will come at you again,
yeah, obviously. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. And, you know, well, they understand that. We've got to have a better response. You know, it's time to grow up. We're 9 games in. It's time to, you know, have the proper response. You know, a 4-0 run's going to happen. A 6-0 run's going to happen. You know, you stop it with a great offensive possession, 2-ball reversals. You know, drive it and, you know, make 2-play-1. You grit your teeth a little bit and get in a better defensive stance and, you know, do a better job on that end and you know, gang rebound. You know, I continue to see those eyes get really wide when, you know, when things start going downhill. You know, it's a 1-point game, maybe a 3-point game with 7 to play. We are right here, you know, didn't handle some things very well. And let's be honest now, and no excuse, that team on the other side is pretty good. And they made a couple of really good basketball plays and touched us up in some areas. Part of the process, we're going to continue to get better.
You got to love Wabisa Beatty. Just talk about it. Not necessarily as a player, but him as a leader. And he was just, after the game, talking about, yeah, you know, I got to do a better job of calming them down and relaxing them and whatnot. And he talked about fake pressure and whatnot.
I communicated it to our team yesterday. We took Saturday off. We came back and watched that film before practice on Sunday. And the first thing I did, and I'm sure some of the people, you know, folks, Hokie fans, saw Wabisa's comment. You know, that's being a great teammate. That's being a great leader. They asked a comment on Landers. Didn't play very well. And Wabisa, you know, we need him to score. He's a big part of our team. We're not going to think another thing about that. And P.J. Horn said much the same thing. Those guys are about the right stuff. They're the best. And Wabisa Beatty, I am so thrilled that he's on our team. And I can't tell you. Now, there's a lot of things about coaching that I enjoy. But being able to go on that floor every day and see that kid smile and see him feeling good about himself and how he's playing, he was phenomenal on Friday. I mean, you could say that, you know, through 9 games. He's almost a 5-to-1 assist turnover ratio. He ranks nationally in that category. And you know, anytime you can, you know, have a guy at the top that you know, is not, you know, you're not worried about getting into your stuff. He's playing great ball, and thankful that he's a Hokie.
We are just getting started with head coach Mike Young. Big week ahead prior to the holiday break for the Hokies. They host a couple of opponents at Castle Coliseum. We'll have details on that towards the tail end of the program. Much more with the head coach after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It won't fit in a stocking, but it might fit under the tree. The battery comes included, so there's no assembly required. You could try to wrap it, but most people just add a bow. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and it's available at unbeatable prices now through January 2nd. Need another hint? The Ford Built for the Holidays event is on, and it's the only time to find the best savings of the year on select Ford models. Hurry to your local Ford dealer today and make this holiday the merriest yet.
Hokie fans, if you could hear this broadcast, you're close to a delicious Deschutes Brewery beer. Like Fresh Squeeze, the original citrusy IPA bursting with juicy mosaic and citra hops. Hey, speaking of hops, have you ever seen that video of a kangaroo chasing a car? It's crazy. Turns out they can hop at over 44 miles per hour. That's a fact. Just ask Wikipedia. Okay, back to the beer. Fresh Squeeze, a refreshing and citrusy IPA available from the Pacific Northwest to the East Coast. Deschutes Brewery reminds you to drive safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. Ask for details.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live coming to you from McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg. John Lazor, Mike Burnup, head coach Mike Young, looking back at what amazingly is already almost the first third of the season and looking ahead to the final handful of non-conference bouts before ACC play gets here. And, Coach, we had a very upbeat conversation following that game against Duke. Some of the things you just outlined you obviously wanted to improve upon, but there were also a number of things I think that you liked slash loved about the way that your team played in that game. You told us we're very close. When you look back on that, what are you closing in on? Because it really did seem like there was a synchronicity to it, particularly early.
I think it was a cohesiveness about our unit, a connectedness that is so important. P.J. Horn alluded to it in his comment after the game, and he's dead on. You know, it's a group that enjoys one another's company. There's not, a knothead in the unit that we don't like playing with. They like playing with one another. That's a big deal, the other part of it, I'm proud of. I just see us, getting a little bit better day in, day out. I'm not sure how high our ceiling is. I think we're a long way away from our ceiling, but I've always thought, John, Mike, that during this time, and we've got some gaps in our schedule between Gardner-Webb and VMI, that's exam week. I've always seen a pretty significant uptick in our team's play, and I think we're going to see the same thing with this team, with our current team, just in overall play. You're still making some things like, golly day, that can't be happening here in December, but we're going to continue to improve. I'm certain of that.
I just had a PTSD flashback, Coach, when you used the term knothead to when I was about Davis's age. I was driving a golf cart too close to the green, and the marshal came around. He said, "You're driving too close, you knothead." I haven't heard
been
that
one. Been called knothead a couple times in my life. Burnup never been called knothead.
Oh, yeah. A lot worse, too. By a bunch of coaches. Coach, last week we sat here and talked about Landers as being the ACC Freshman of the Week. Obviously, he had a little bit of a tough outing, but he took ownership for that.
Yep.
You got to love that part about him. How's he handled it since?
Great. Yeah. Great. I've told you, I love coaching him. I love coaching him. And I brought him in Sunday, yesterday. Maybe more information that I should be sharing. I said three things. I will not tolerate poor sportsmanship. ever. Not going to have it. And he owned it. He took responsibility for it. He got frustrated. He wasn't playing very well. There wasn't much there, and he shoved the kid, and he got a technical foul for it. He should have gotten a technical foul for it. I don't expect that to ever happen again. We talked about number two that I'm not going to share with anybody. And three, you know what? I care for you. I love coaching you, and you're doing great. You had a tough night. Maybe I didn't coach very well either. And we're going to do it together, and I'm thrilled that we have the opportunity to do it together. Now go have a good practice, and he did. And that was it. Never going to say another word to him about it.
Certainly did. I was caught the tail end of practice today, Coach. Seemed very upbeat, as it generally is.
Yeah.
But P.J. Horn, I couldn't help noticing, just because I've watched him the last couple of years, he's always been a say-nothing, be-in-the-right-spot type of guy. And it's not – I wouldn't call him boisterous, but you can really see him smiling and actually talking a little bit, and he just really seems like he's blossoming in all aspects.
Well, I mean, he's playing so well, and how could he not be happy? Lord sakes, the guy shoots anytime he wants to shoot. You know, his coach has encouraged him to shoot more. He takes a bad shot, and somebody may say something. That's P.J. Horn. Leave him alone. He shoots. He has a different shade of green than anybody else. That guy's shooting. Is he still well over 50% from
low 50s?
From three, and he is such a unique guy in that regard. And you know, he's playing with great confidence. You know, he's going nose to nose. There was a clip in yesterday's film watching him guarding Carey, and he looked like a flea on the back of a an elephant. He's just a smaller guy. Here's Carey, 260 pounds or whatever he is. It just struck me as interesting to see that on film. But PJ Horn is fighting. He has given our team everything inside of his body. Comes to practice every day with the right stuff. Very rarely in my career, 34 years, 18 years as a head coach, I typically our team votes for our captains. We're not going to vote for captains. Our captains are Wabisa beating PJ Horn. How could they not be? Those guys embody everything that I envision in my brief time here as a Hokie, as a student, as an athlete, and they're doing great. And again, as I've said many times, I'm a fortunate man to be able to coach them.
Coach, how about Boots? Talk about Tyrese.
Bootsy.
The first half he had, I mean, he was all over the place, just high energy. Seemed like he'd make play after play after play, getting rebounds and whatnot.
He played like he belonged on that floor. He did belong on that floor. His offensive rebounding, his tenacity. He's going to guard the other team's more often than not. If it's not the point guard, Wabisa is doing a great job defensively. Typically guards the other team's best backcourt player. As he sees more, and that year off is helpful, but got a little rust to work off, and he did defensively. But man, what a shot in the arm he was for us on Friday night. I thought he did an exceptional job. He was rebounding all over the place, and those 50-50 balls. Duke's got an opportunity. We have an opportunity. Comes out of there with the majority of those. Getting better. I thought his shooting percentage is great. He never takes a bad shot. Continues to play good ball for us, and awfully proud of him.
That voice you hear is head coach Mike Young. We've got him for a couple more segments. This is Tech Talk Live. It's brought to you tonight by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com for more information. More with the head coach right after these.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards, Advantage Checking gives you all that and more.
Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Question, tweet it to @LaysVT. Now back to McLean's at First and Main and your host, John Laser.
Tech Talk Live tonight, indeed, coming to you from McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg. Just a quick reminder for those listening in the Richmond area tonight, Mike and I are coming to see you along with a few past Hokie greats next Monday. Special show from Craigers in Ashland. More details on that, just follow either of us on Twitter and we'll let you know when we'll be there and where we'll be there. We, of course, will be talking about Hokie football and basketball as we are tonight. We have head coach Mike Young with us. And, Coach, you got into a little bit earlier. You really forced some personnel changes from Duke in that game. Vernon Carey forced out of the game, primarily Matthew Hurt as well. A couple of the outstanding players, there's no doubt about that, for Duke. And all along, a lot of the conversation has been, okay, the Hokies are very small. They're going to have matchup problems matching up with people. How are you starting to notice now that we're almost a third in the season that your small lineup is giving not just Duke but some other teams problems as well?
Yeah, you know, we talk about it, and we've got – great heartburn in guarding the likes of Vernon Carey and, you know, and others throughout throughout our league. But you know, I'm quick to point out, you know, don't forget now they got to guard us, and you know, they're making twos and we're making threes, and I like making those threes. You know, we were playing at such a high level and pace was good. Got away from us a little bit in the last little bit, but you know, we are hard to guard. Our spacing is really good, and again, you know, anytime that you can put five players on the floor that can you know, light it up. You know, Landers Nolley's a threat every time he touches the ball. PJ Horn, we've talked about, you know, many times. Hunter did not have his best game. Nor did Naheem, but those two guys are capable. We've seen them do it. We're going to see them do it a lot more over their career. So, you know, that part of it, you know, we're doing well with.
Coach, just curious, is that the fun part of your job, just like having a chess match? You're doing one thing and Coach K does another, and then you got to counter each other. Is that fun? Is it stressful? Is it – I'm just like Bud Foster. You know, at halftime he makes all these adjustments, and it's like
– when I wish it was a TV show. You could see that reaction.
I can't stand game day.
Tough?
I can't stand it. Practice is heavenly. I love practice and that part of it and seeing guys get better. Game days, I'm nervous wreck. You know, you make fun of me, my popcorn over there. I'm trying to soothe my nerves. But, hey, Mike, I'm kidding. Hey, it's all fun. I don't think I look at it as much of what he's doing or what we need to do, or what we can do to counter what they're doing. There's some of that goes on, but the tweaks are ball screen coverages and maybe how we're trapping the post defensively. The majority of that conversation in those timeouts and halftime are defensive. I don't want to sound ugly when I say this. It's all difficult. The offensive part I've always thought was pretty easy. You've got guys that can score. You've got guys that can handle and pass. You know, that part of it plays itself out. But the defensive part of it is a bit more intricate, I think.
Coach, you mentioned Naheem Aline there and maybe didn't have his overall best game, but he did have a play in the game where he took it right at Vernon Carey and scored over the top of him. And I've said this a number of times that you have to have two things to make that play. You have to be fearless, but you also have the freedom to know that you have the luxury to make that play. Fearless through freedom. That's my new mantra, and it seems like it's not just Naheem, but really all the young guys.
Boots had one in the second half as well, moving right to left on the other side. And both of them, I yelled at them during the play. I never do that, but I did it. This is just Carey. I mean, he blocks everything. Yeah. It's like a volleyball player. He just, thump, you know, and the ball's, you know, shooting out to midcourt. And I just expected that sound as, you know, Trey Jones picks it up at midcourt and dunks it on the other end. They both of them got it over top of him in the basket. Great shot. My staff was laughing at me as soon as I said it and the ball goes in the basket. I turned to him like, I can't believe that happened. But, you know, good players making good plays.
How is Jonathan Kabongo coming along?
You know, I mean, he's 4 months in now through his rehab. I'm not sure, to be frank, you know, what his timeline is. I do know that he has an appointment coming up. I think we'll know more. I saw him doing a little bit more in a training room during practice today. He looked like he was jumping, you know, like getting back on the floor, you know, and help us win games. But I don't know, and you know, needless to say, we will do what our medical staff and Hisham, our athletic trainer, tell us to do. And when we have him back and he's healthy, we'll throw him in there.
We've got one more segment with the head coach. We're done looking back. We'll look forward. Hokies welcoming in the Mocs, then the Running Bulldogs over the course of the next week. And then, of course, always a busy time of the year for student-athletes. We'll get Coach's thoughts on that as well. Final segment with head coach Mike Young is straight ahead from Blacksburg. This is Tech Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Final segment with head coach Mike Young means it's time for the Ford Drive to Game Day. Hokies staying home this week for a pair of games. Take a trip to buyfordnow.com and shop our year-end event offers. Built for Hokies, built for holidays, built Ford proud. And coach, kind of a disjointed schedule, of course, with the Maui Invitational and then into conference play and now back out of conference play. But you get a Chattanooga team that has a very potent backcourt coming in. As you look at them, the challenges that they will present in a late start on Wednesday at the Castle.
Yeah, it's 8:30, isn't it?
Correct.
Forgot about that. The Commander kid at a point guard spot has played well for them. I liked him coming out of high school. They have a Vanderbilt transfer, Matt Ryan, started his career at Notre Dame. It just doesn't feel right. Got to start at Notre Dame. He transferred to Vanderbilt, grad transferred to
Chattanooga.
I mean, find a home and, give it a run. Let me.
Nature of the beast.
Three schools in 5 years. Really? But he can shoot the basketball and has added a lot to their team. I like the Vila kid in the post that. He's got some size and can score over either shoulder. They have a number of kids that can play, and we're going to have to play a good ball game. I like Lamont Paris, their head coach, who's with Bo Ryan at Wisconsin for quite some time. Lamont is, was a good man, and, we had a good practice today in preparation. We'll have another good one tomorrow as we look ahead to Wednesday's matchup.
Yeah, how is the challenge of that and knowing exams are coming up and the schedule and the kids are probably looking forward to getting home?
Yeah, I haven't talked about it yet. And I have had some teams now that start eyeing the door, and getting home to family and eggnog and, Christmas trees and so on. But, I mean, this is basketball season. And this is our time. And I love that period. I love that period after exams. Nothing on their plate. It's all ball, and really work on some things and make some improvements. We'll be very respectful of their time, and everything that goes into exam week here. But there's games to play, and there's a team to get better, and that's what we intend to do.
I couldn't help but notice you jumped right to eggnog there, Coach. I'm a big eggnog guy. I discovered you're not. Okay, yeah, you either are or you're not. That's what I've discovered about that. But I am looking forward to eggnog, and I mentally got sidetracked right there. So hopefully the guys don't jump ahead like that. You have four non-conference games remaining, all of them at home before, of course, ACC play returns on January 4th. As you say, getting so close, continuing to build, what would you like to see happen between now and then? The wins being obvious, of course, trying to obtain them, but in terms of team growth.
There's nothing specific. This one thing, it's everything. We've got to get better defensively. Our first six opponents we held to 40% or below field goal percentage. Our field goal percentage defense from three was good. It hasn't been as good in our most recent three, which were all losses. I do think that our offense has continued to grow through that stretch. But John, it's again not one thing. I want to see a lot of things. I use the term uptick. I want an uptick in every area. It is there to achieve. We just got to, continue to hammer away at it on the practice floor and get better and better.
Well, think about Maui, those three games in 3 days and coming back and having to play Duke. It's really going to be – that's a good test because these guys, starting January, man, it's like for real and holy cow. Every couple days there's a game.
Thanks for the reminder. I was looking forward to Christmas there for a minute.
That's okay.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks a lot.
He'll come over and bring the cheer back.
At UVA, at Syracuse, NC State at home. It'll be great. What a great experience for our team. It will be. It will be. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It'll be great. But we have 3 weeks or so before that time. And, narrow focus. The only thing that we talk about is Chattanooga. Let's not look too far down the line. We've got a practice tomorrow that we look forward to and need to shore some things up, and our preparation for Wednesday. This is a this is as critical a period in our we're a third way through the schedule. We got four games before we begin league play in earnest. But what a critical 3 week period of growth and improvement for this team, and to see John Agioko continue to come on, and Naheem Aline, and Wabisa Beattie, improvements to be made across the board, and we're going to get there.
Coach, we started with the environment at Castle, and I want to finish with you on that note as well. As I was driving up to Castle Coliseum, I saw something I never had in my 5 years here, and that was students literally snaking around the block to get in, represent the Castle Guard. They've been dynamite, whether it's been conference or non-conference thus far this year. Just what kind of a boon does that give to the guys, do you think, when they run out of the locker room and see that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty incredible, and our team feels that, and they sense that. And I know I appreciate it. Our team appreciates it. A bit of a buzz throughout our community, Blacksburg, the campus. Davis, my son, tells me that they're talking about it at Blacksburg High School. That's fun. Let's continue to grow that. Let's continue to make it the place to be on Wednesday night when teams are coming in here on Saturday. Our students now, it's been a constant. How many have we had at home? Five? And they're there, and they're there in full force. And to hear those doors open as I'm enjoying my popcorn, to hear those doors open, and here they come. It sounds like a herd of cattle coming down through the doors and down through the stands to get in the front row. It's what college basketball, is supposed to be about. In a grand old arena, and I think it's wonderful, and look forward to seeing it continue to spread.
Us too, Coach. We thank you so much for coming. We'll give you a holiday reprieve from Tech Talk Live for a couple of weeks, but we will look forward to talking to you in the pre and the post game. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we'll see you in the Castle on Wednesday.
John, Mike, thanks, guys.
Sure,
happy holidays.
Sure you don't want to go to Richmond next week?
I'm good. I'm going to pass.
Mike's going to drive.
I'm good.
Head coach Mike Young, he'll join me in the pregame on Wednesday and then talk to Mike and I in the postgame as well as the Hokies host the Chattanooga Mocs. Mike and I give you particulars for that and everything else coming at you in this holiday season. We do that as we close out Tech Talk Live right after these.
It can navigate through a winter storm and 30-mile-per-hour winds. It can carry up to 2,300 pounds of presence across staggering distances. And it can guide you through the twists and turns of night with its adaptive LED lighting. No, it's not a reindeer. It's a Ford. And this holiday, you can get unbeatable savings during Ford's Built for the Holidays event. It's the only place to find the best deals and offers of the season. So act now and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are taxed advantage, and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
Hokie fans, improve your home field advantage by shopping Grand Home Furnishings today. Every room, every style. You'll find it all at Grand's guaranteed low price. Plus, save on the area's largest selection of brand name mattresses and get free delivery on any mattress purchase of $5.97 or more. So come visit our Christiansburg store or any of our other 18 locations. Grand Home Furnishings, proud sponsor of Virginia Tech Athletics.
John Laser, Mike Burnup, closing out Tech Talk Live. We've got a lot of information to relay to you, but first we say a big thanks to head coach Mike Young. A lot of fun chatting with the head coach, as it is each and every Monday. But Mike, a lot of things swirling through Hokie Nation right now. Of course, the Belk Bowl invitation and the Hokies taking on Kentucky on New Year's Eve. That will be emotional for a variety of reasons, the biggest of which, of course, is that it's the final game, good, bad, or indifferent for Bud Foster, and that's going to be difficult for us, as was some of the news today, and difficult for Hokie Nation, but also a lot of excitement at what is next, including the promotion of Justin Hamilton to defensive coordinator.
Yeah, there's never a dull minute, is there, Lace?
There hasn't been, no.
Seemed like there was some stuff happening yesterday, but I think, yeah, the Belk Bowl is exciting. Our fans can get there. It's easy. It's a noon game in a great city with a great stadium, so looking forward to that for sure. And you couldn't ask for a better matchup when you think about Bud Foster, his defense, and you know they can't wait to get back on that field after what happened at UVA. Bryce Perkins kind of ran wild against the defense, and now you got the similar situation here with the Wildcat quarterback that was a wide receiver that's playing his last game before he goes pro. And so, yeah, it's a perfect matchup. Can he? Bud wants to shut down the run, and can they run it? So it'll be fun there in that regard. Last game for him. I'm not sure how that post game is going to go, trying to interview Bud for the last time, at least after a game.
For you or for him?
After a game. Well, probably both of us. I might have to come up with another trinket for him. But, yeah, it's good. And, yeah, you hate the downside of it, but it's just a tough business, and those things happen. But we wish the best for everybody moving forward as well.
No doubt. Let's see if I can keep all of this straight. All right, Hokies hosting Chattanooga, 8:30 on Wednesday. That means Mike and I will be on the air at 8 o'clock across the same network. Then Gardner-Webb coming to Blacksburg Sunday, 1:30. We'll be on the air at 1 o'clock. Special edition of Tech Talk Live next Monday. We're taking the show on the road. Mike and I road tripping down to the RVA. We'll be at Kreger's in Ashland. Come out and see us if you're in the Richmond area, 7 to 8.
Is that a buffet?
It can be for you. I can call ahead and see. I'm not sure if that's an option for everybody else, but
they
got to
make it worth our while.
They've
now.
Got
Come
great
on.
Burgers. Oh, they're going to load you up.
Great
partner.
Burgers.
Don't worry.
I'm talking about like steak wrapped in bacon or something.
All right. Well, we'll have to get you involved in that. 7 to 8 next Monday. Some former Hokie greats are going to be joining Mike and I. I'll offer that teaser. So come see us at Kreger's. If you can't make it to Richmond, just listen as you always do across the sports network. We will have a special bowl edition of Tech Talk Live from the Westin Charlotte. That will be on the 30th of December. Game day eve. It will air at 7 to 8 o'clock that night. If you're not in Charlotte, if you are, stay posted. We'll have exact time. Should be somewhere in the mid-afternoon area, 3 to 4, 2 to 3, something along those lines. And, of course, we'll be with Hokies men's basketball all throughout the month as well. And, Mike, as always, we look forward to this time of the year with family and friends and a lot going on for Virginia Tech Athletics, too.
Yeah, it is. It's a great time of year and really excited about these next four non-conference games and getting ready for the ACC to get hot and heavy here in January. So, it's going to be fun. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with the new staff in football. And Justin Hamilton, just happy for him and his family because he's such a great kid, and he's Hokie through and through.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Congratulations to Justin Hamilton. You know him as Coach Ham. You can follow him that way as well, at Coach Ham. We look forward to the construction of the staff that will support him. We also look forward to sending out Bud Foster the right way on the 31st. Our broadcast on the 31st, by the way, will start at 10:30 a.m., from Charlotte. That'll do it from Tech Talk Live. Again, we send our thanks down the lines to outstanding producer Trevor Williams, doing a phenomenal job, as is always the case, to head coach Mike Young for joining us, to Chief of Staff Stephanie Blinn for always setting that up.
Yeah.
The Young family for being here. For Mike, I'm John. We send our biggest thanks to you, Hokie Nation. Thanks for being with us, and thanks as always for being Hokies.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First in Maine. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Sake House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First in Maine will help you make this fall the best one yet. First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First in Maine, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at PapaJohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.